I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Black Dragon, music from the time of Vlad Dracula. The Ensemble Canzoniere performs at the Indianapolis Early Music Festival, Friday the 23rd. Our guests are the co-directors of Canzoniere, Annette Bauer and Tim Rayborn. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Vlad reigned in the 15th century, and apparently there even was someone who wrote about him, and according to your notes, the story shocked and titillated the courts of Frederick III, etc., with scenes of graphic horror. Yeah. Sounds like the 15th century version of True Blood.
Indeed. Yes, Vlad gained quite a reputation in his own time, both good and bad, interestingly enough. He was actually regarded by many as a hero, as a crusader that led the fight against the Ottoman Turkish invasions of Eastern Europe. But equally, some people said that his methods of keeping order and such in his country were quite brutal and horrific. And so these two images of Vlad existed side by side. And history is still not quite sure which one is true. So it tends to come down on the side of him being a monster because that's more entertaining.
Von einem Wutrich der Hiestra.
Tim, you're listed as doing everything with the ensemble, voice, percussion, a number of different instruments, psaltery and oud. Tell us a little bit about your own background. I see medieval, Middle Eastern, and then Scandinavian mixed in there.
A little bit of everything, yes. My background is actually as an academic. I have a doctoral degree from the University of Leeds in England, and my focus was on medieval studies and medieval history. I wrote my doctoral thesis on the Crusades. So I approach medieval music from an interdisciplinary point of view, encompassing history and culture and literature, philosophy, religion, and such.
Annette, you too are listed as a variety of instruments with a background in both medieval and Renaissance studies, and a side interest, by the way, in Brazilian percussion.
That's true.
It does seem that the people who work in early music, they like a lot of different kinds of music.
Yeah, I think that's true, that it kind of comes to bearing a little bit more into the music the earlier you go, partially because the further you venture back in the centuries, the less we know what the performance practice at the time really was, or, you know, also sometimes in the region. So I think the study of modal music traditions from around the world has sprung from an interest in studying a tradition that has been continuous, and sometimes taking some information from a living tradition and trying to help reconstruct ways of approaching the medieval music tradition, which, you know, went through so many changes through the Renaissance and Baroque and the classical period. It's almost like trying to rediscover an overgrown past that we know was there once.
Denn aller Großdamm, wo Trikund, Terranhanden nicht jeher.
Tim, you mentioned that there are two visions, really, of our hero, Vlad. Your program, Music from the Time of Vlad Dracula, does it reflect both those images?
We don't know much about Dracula's musical or artistic tastes, or whether he even had any. We have taken a poem that was written about Dracula in the year 1463 by a German poet named Michael Beheim, and we've used that as a kind of bookend piece to the concert end of the recording. It was performed to music originally. That music does not survive. So I took an existing melody from the time, and I set this poem to music, and we use sections of it as bookends to the concert. In between, what we've done is to take music that existed at the time that might have been heard, if not by Vlad, then by his contemporaries in Hungary and in Italy and such, with people that he had diplomatic relations. So you'll find German music from the 15th century, some popular French and Italian dances, which were fashionable in the courts of Hungary, some traditional Balkan folk music. We have some Byzantine chant from Constantinople. We have some classical Turkish music. What we try to do is give a very well-rounded picture of the entire world of that time in the mid-15th century, of that area and region of Europe.
We've been talking with Tim Rayborn and Annette Bauer, co-leaders of the Ensemble Canzoniere. They come to the Indianapolis Early Music Festival on Friday the 23rd. Their program is called The Black Dragon, Music from the Time of Vlad Dracula. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.